And Kathy Dawes, again with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, again 537-1350, although we've already had, I think, at least three phone calls this morning and do appreciate those. You wanted to respond a little bit more to that last call,
Ron. The last
caller
talked about the speeding problem down by the post office there, and essentially one of the things we're looking at, I noticed last week the crews were setting up the radar trailer, which is kind of a job because you've got a trailer that you need to set up that reminds people to how fast they're going. It shows them that and what the speed limit is. One of the things that we've used with some success, and we did it over on Amherst, and actually they're still there, is a speed limit sign that is a radar component that tells you what the speed limit is and tells you how fast you're going. So something that would have more of a permanent speed zone aspect, and then also look at more enforcement and selective enforcement in that area might be beneficial. There might be some other things we could do to enhance maybe some pedestrian crossings there, like we've done on points with some bulb outs at the intersection. That'll take a little bit more work because the storm water's the challenge there and making sure you get all the flow to occur.
Appreciate the update. While we're updating, I know we're not totally through the agenda, but everyone's been interested, of course, in Northview Pool and quite a case last week. And I know that was a tough one for you, Ron.
Sure.
But just a brief update. They are open again.
Yes, we'll be open again today. We opened up yesterday, and it was a very unfortunate set of circumstances. We did have, I believe, up to 14 guards that were affected, one that was admitted to the hospital, and everybody has been treated and released. There's a follow-up process that we have with that through our workers' comp aspect where each of those guards have to be cleared by another doctor in order to be able to provide that clearance to go back to work. And so having enough guards to open up has been one of the challenges we've had, but they are starting to get those clearances, and so our numbers are going. But this is also the time when we also start losing guards for the summer, so that's part of our other challenges. I know we've moved some of the lessons to City Park Pool and just evaluating things. We've got everything back functioning the way it should be, and unique set of circumstances there that led to that situation, in that we did have a lightning strike a couple weeks ago, and that was a significant event that knocked out a lot of equipment, including the chemical feeders that kind of balanced that equipment. And they had been operating. So what they did was they had to, one was completely ruined, and so they got a temporary one that met the needs, and in the process to rehook everything up. Some of the check components weren't assembled quite correctly. They operated more than a week with it like that. The situation that day was some of the routine maintenance they do in cleaning some of the filter baskets took longer than it would have normally, which led to a buildup in chemicals. So those check valves weren't in place to stop that. So we've remedied all that. We've relooked at those processes and procedures to keep that from happening again.
And I know, Yusha, you were commenting. I mean, it did show us how great all the different emergency crews work together.
I think it's ironic because just that afternoon we were getting this award, SHAPE Award, and the Department of Labor, Secretary of Department of Labor, Lana Gordon, was here just that afternoon. And, of course, Jason Eaves, could not be there because he was called out in an emergency, and we didn't realize it was this Northview emergency. But, yes, these are as safe as you try to be. You try to take care of everything as much as you can, and some people think, well, you're just doing too much on safety and all of this. But this is why we have to do that. We don't think about all of the investment money when we're talking about how to allocate it for these things. But the positive side was that all of these EMS, RCPD, and the fire department were training at Marlette. And when this call came, it was easy for them to just go down to Northview and take care of it and make sure nobody else is there. And it was just nice and smooth the way it was handled. And it's because they do get along well together, they cooperate well together, and it's a big, huge collaborative effort. And they were able to contain it pretty quickly and get everything under control rather fast. And also also another positive is was none of the children were involved in it. So the children were already out of the pool, and that's when the lifeguards, you know, jumped in. So there are a few positives out of it. But once again, this is not something we want to see, and we are very distraught that it happened. And hopefully we can get it back up to where we, you know, want it to be, because we want the neighborhood to be able to use their pools. But safety is first, as always. So,
exactly. It's just a little bit early, but let's go ahead and take another break. Seems like a good stopping point. 9:29, Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, and we'll come back. And I know we still have one more item on the general portion of tonight's agenda. Also, consent agenda, planning board meeting last night, all sorts of different things we can talk about. Next week's meeting. So plenty more to discuss today with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. You're listening to In Focus.